and welcome to another rollicking ride on Scallywag Show Tune.
Oh, that is quite the radio voice you got there, Charlie.
Yeah,
I am Arthur Chimbley, and he is Charlie Chimbley.
And we are
the Chimbley Brothers Esquire at your service. Oh, gee, I think that's enough of that radio voice now. I can't do that for much longer.
Yes.
Can we just go back to normal now?
Yeah. Now, this is a very interesting segment, as I will be interviewing my very own brother here, Arthur Chimbley, who is an expert on all things musical.
That's right. I happen to be quite a learned expert on all things musical and Cockney. In fact, I have a certificate from the University of Life.
Yes, you do, Arthur. So my questions to you, Arthur, will be related to the music hall, Cockney music and music halls, and its historical references to the present-day manifestations of music by Cockney artists and even to our profession as Swimney Cheeps.
That was quite a mouthful, Charlie. I think you might have bitten off more than you could chew there.
Yeah, I feel a bit sick.
And I think you might have meant chimney sweeps, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, so, Charlie, could you please put all that into plain chimney sweep language so as everyone can understand it, our listeners out there?
Yeah, put simply, we will be looking at the lineage of music hall, show tunes and musicals.
Oh, right, yeah, thank you, that's it, yeah. So, now, the music hall was very much a Victorian phenomenon, featuring characters from all walks of life, from the gutter snipes of society...
Us.
..to the posh toffs.
Yeah, them.
Yeah, but most popular of all were everyday Cockney coves. For example... Have we got our first vintage show tune lined up for the listeners, Charlie?
Yes, I've put the record on and the name of it is Oh Joe, I Want to Go to the Picture Show
by Harry Bluff.
Mooning and spooning was Flo's delight. So to her sweetheart he said one night, I wish you'd take me the picture to see at the bioscope, Joe, but he said I fail to see where the sun comes in dear. Then Flo with a sigh to her sweetheart drew near and whispered these words in his ear. Oh, Joe, I want to go to the picture show. The sun you're sure to see if you squeeze close up to me. Oh, don't say no, for it's sure to make you grin. And you'll see no doubt when the light goes out where the sun comes in.
You'll see no doubt when the lights go out and the fun comes in. Oh, that's a bit naughty.
Yeah, I'm surprised you can make out the words of that song, Charlie. Yeah. It was a very scratchy version.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because he was poor.
And he had bed bugs.
Yeah, probably. So to help out the listeners, we now have a recording of a posh toff.
Ain't that a bit tautological?
No tortoises were harmed in the making of this show, Charlie. As I was saying, we have procured for the listener a recording of a posh toff that is less scratchy.
You mean no bed bugs, though?
No, I mean it's cleaner.
Oh, being a toff, of course, he would have had a bath every day, probably with his tortoises.
Charlie?
Yes?
Have we got Burlington Bertie from Bow lined up?
Yes.
I'm Bert. Perhaps you've heard of me, Bert. You've had word of me jogging along, hearty and strong, living on plates of fresh air. I dress up in fashion, and when I am feeling depressed, I shave from my cuff all the whiskers and fluff, stick my hat on and toddle up west. I'm Burlington Bertie, I rise at 10:30 and saunter along like a toff. I walk walked down the Strand with my gloves on my hands, and I walked down again with a mop. I'm all airs and graces, correct easy paces, without food so long I forgot where my face is. I'm Bert, but I haven't a shirt, but my people are well off, you know. Nearly everyone knows me, from Smith to Lord Rosebery. I'm Burlington Bertie from Bow. I rise at 10:30, then saunter along Temple Bar. As round there I skip, I keep shouting pip pip, and the downfalls think I'm in my car. Rothschild's I swank it, my body I plank it, on his front doorstep with the mail for a blanket. I'm Bert, Bert, and Rothschild was hurt. He said, you can't sleep there. I said, oh? He said, I'm Rothschild's sonny. I said, that's damn funny. I'm Burlington Bertie from Bow.
That was, in fact, the great Julie Andrews being Burlington Bertie. She was, cross-dressing.
And playing a man.
Now, that's tautological.
Oh, why? Did she often work with tortoises when playing men?
Charlie, there were no tortoises, full stop, as I was saying.
Yes. Back to the interview with Arthur. You was going down a tortoise hole there.
As I was saying, the great Julie Andrews was the originator of the role of Eliza Doolittle.
Oh, Eliza Doolittle happens to be a great friend of ours.
Yeah, from the musical My Fair Lady.
Which we played in episode one.
So we won't be playing that again.
No.
Now, you, listeners out there, you'll have to go back and listen to our back catalogue, yeah? Continuing on with the history of Music Hall, another very famous character from the Music Hall was neither a toff nor a Cockney scallywag.
Oh, did he work with tortoises?
No, he was a northerner from Lancashire.
Oh.
And his name was George Formby.
Oh, I've heard of him. Wasn't there two of him?
Yeah, well, that's right. There was the George Formby Senior, known as the Wigan Nightingale, colloquially.
Yeah.
He was the most famous of all music hall performers in Victorian times. And here's a little snippet of him singing, Standing at the Corner of the Street. Charlie?
Yep, got my finger on the button.
I'm a Boy Scout. Wenneck and Smith ran second in the Derby last July. I was standing at the corner of the street. A fella dressed in uniform could easily see that I was standing at the corner of the street. He treated me and told me that the country wanted men in lifeguard clothes. He said I'd look a treat. He gave to me a shilling and I signed my name, and then I was standing at the corner of the street. And for standing at the corner.
Enough of that. What about George Formby Jr.?
Well, now, he rose to fame in 1921 when his father died, and is best known for his song When I'm Cleaning Windows.
Now I go window cleaning to earn an honest bob. For a nosy parker, it's an interesting job. Now it's a job that just suits me. A window cleaner you would be if you can see what I can see. When I'm cleaning windows, honeymooning couples too. You should see them villain coo. You'd be surprised at things they do. When I'm cleaning windows, in my profession I'll work hard, but I'll never stop. I'll climb this blinking ladder till I get right to the top. The blushing bride, she looks divine. The bridegroom, he is doing fine. I'd rather have his job than mine. When I'm cleaning windows, there's a famous
hang on.
She looks.
I heard that George Formby Jr. had another name.
Oh, yeah, so did George Formby Sr. George Formby was in fact a nom de plume.
Plume? Mm. Plumage? So he worked with birds?
No. Non de plume, Charlie. He didn't work with birds.
Well, what did he work with then?
A ukulele, of course. Now, look, their real names were James Lorlebooth.
That was George Formby Senior.
Yep, and George Hoybooth.
George Formby Junior.
Yeah, wait.
Wait. Mm? Wait. I've lined up an even better version of that song by Peter Sellers.
Well, do you know what? He was actually born on the music hall stage.
Who played the midwife then?
No one.
Oh, so his parents worked with tortoises on the stage?
No.
Birds?
No. Just play the song, Charlie.
Oh.
1, 2, 3, hi-ha!
Now I go cleaning windows to earn an honest bob. For a nosy parker, it's an interesting job. Now it's a job that just suits me. A window cleaner you would be if you could see what I can see when I'm cleaning windows. Honeymooning couples too. You should see them mill and coo. You'd be surprised the things they do when I'm cleaning windows. In my profession I work hard, but I'll never stop. Climb this blinking ladder till I get right to the top. Now the blushing bride, she looks divine. The bridegroom, he is doing fine. I'd rather have his job than mine when I'm cleaning windows. Chambermaid, sweet names I call. It's a wonder I don't fall. My mind's not on me work at all when I'm cleaning windows. I know a fella such a swell. He has a thirst that's plain to tell. I've seen him drink his bath as well when I'm cleaning windows. In my profession I work hard, but I'll never stop. I'll climb this blinking ladder till I get right to the top. Pajamas laying side by side, ladies' nighties I have spied. I've often seen what goes inside when I'm cleaning windows.
Best ukulele solos I've ever heard.
Yes, yeah, so soulful, so sensitive. Real craft to that. Well, it looks like we're at the end of our show, Charlie.
But there will be more discussion on the lineage of Cockney music in episode 4. So come back next week, listeners.
And we'd like to remind listeners that no tortoises...
or birds.
Or bedbugs were harmed in the making of this episode of...
Scallywag Show Tunes.
I'm Arthur Chimbley.
And I'm a whole Chimbley.
Charlie.
And it's good night from me.
And it's good night from him.
Good night.